Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive the dangers of a hill country at night as portrayed in Sangam literary work Natrine 144, written by Kachipet Pirandachanar. Set in the mountainous regions of Kurunji landscape, the verse speaks in the worried voice of the lady to her confidant as the man listens nearby. பெருங்களிர் உழுவை தாக்கலின் இரும்பிடி கருவி மாமலையின் அரவம் அஞ்சுபு போது ஏர் உன்கண் கழுளவும் ஏதில் பேதை நெஞ்சம் கவலை கவற்ற ஈங்கு ஆகின்றாள் தோழி பகுவாய் பிணவு புலி வழங்கும் அணங்கு அருங்கவலை அவிர் அரல் ஒழுகும் விரைசலல் காண்யாற்று கரை அருங்குட்டம் தமியர் நீந்தி விரவு மலர் பொறித்த தோழர் இரவின் வருதல் அறியாதேர்க்கே. Right at the beginning, the poem brings to the fore the fight between the big two of Sangam wildlife. Perunkaliru and Uluvai, referring to the bull elephant and tiger respectively. No wonder the lady is worried. The phrase Karavi Maamalai is said to refer to the companions of a heavy rain, indirectly to thunder. Karavi, which means an instrument in contemporary Tamil, is used to mean a companion here. A case of the side effect becoming the cause in linguistic terms. Unkan is an expression which paints for us the cold-streaked eyes of a Sangam woman. Curiously, the word kavalai is used in two different meanings in the same verse. In one instance, it refers to worry as in current day lingo, and in another instance, as in the words arum kavalai, it refers to the harsh path that one walks on. The words avir aral uluhum viraisalal kan yatru is a documentary unto itself about an ancient river. Let's flow with the river to see where it takes us. The man and lady have been in a love relationship for a while. When the man comes by to the lady's home to tryst with her one night, making sure he's in earshot, the lady turns to her confidant and says, "When the huge bull elephant is attacked by the tiger, the dark female elephant cries aloud with the sound of thunder, that resounding companion of a downpour. These flower-like coal-painted eyes start shedding tears filled with fear. A confused heart that knows not what to do, full of worry, is trembling here, O friend. A female tiger with its mouth bared roams the terror-filled harsh path near the fast-flowing wild river, which is filled with rippling waves many. A river so wide that shores cannot be glimpsed easily and deep too. In this river on his own swam my man and arrived here with assorted flowers on his shoulders in the dark of the night. What can I say about my ignorance?" With these words, the lady highlights the many dangers in the man's path and the immense worry that fills her heart as she contemplates it. Time for a dive into the river. Astonishing how so many Sangam poets have brought the attack of an elephant and a tiger to the fore in their verses. Could it be just their imagination? I wonder, because current studies show that tigers are known to avoid attacking elephants because of their huge size, but they may prey upon cubs. Knowing this nature of the tiger, elephants too are known to beat a retreat when hearing them nearby. So it could be the imagined conflict of these two animals seem to add a certain drama to the proceedings, and maybe that's why this tussle is frequently mentioned in Sangam verses. Or another explanation could be that behavior of these animals were different then. Whichever may be the explanation, in a poetic sense, it's fireworks seeing these two giants battling it out, and add the suffering female elephant to the picture, and indeed there's an uproar of pain which resounds like thunder all around that land. The lady likens herself to that female elephant crying out in pain, for she too observes lethal things in the path of her man. The lady goes on to illustrate those dangers. First, there's a female tiger roaming with a bare open mouth, ready to devour anyone in its path. Then she talks about a wild river. She describes it as one rushing forth at great speed, filled to the full with mighty waves, so dark and violent too. She adds that it's so wide that one can't easily see the shores, and deep too. The lady explains that it's in this river the man swims to come meet with her. So how does she know of this? It's not because he tells her, but because she notices the many different flowers that stick to his shoulders as he comes to meet her. These are the flowers that have dropped from the trees along the river shore, swept away by that wild river. No words are spoken, and yet the lady sees everything as if it were right before her. Saying all this, she describes how her heart worries thinking about all these dangers in the man's path. Indirectly, the lady is passing on a subtle message to the man, urging him to give up this risky path and take up the safe one of seeking her hand in marriage. An intricate way of communicating a wish by expressing concern for the other. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.